Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
When David was under the gun of Saul, God gave him Jonathan. And their souls were linked together like one. They loved each other as they loved their own soul. Because there was this marvelous bond, this rallying point. Discouragement couldn't find a wedge because of that friend. You've got somebody like that? Cultivate someone. Look, long for, pray. Don't give up until you can link your soul with another who has a kindred spirit, like-minded, who cares for your soul and for your needs. A real friend says, oh, that's your problem? Well, let's see how I can pray for you and your problem. No, a real friend says, that's our need. Let me come into that with you. Let me enter that valley. I'm touched by that need. You want to know how to be miserable? Live only unto yourself. Use I, me, and mine as often as possible. Think only about your needs, your desires, your wants, your pleasures. And as C.S. Lewis puts it in his book on Four Loves, you'll be safe. Just as safe as a corpse in a coffin. Motionless, dark, and airless. No problem of risk. In fact, your soul will become impenetrable. How involved are you in others' lives? Honestly now. How involved are you when you leave this church, forgetting tonight now, when you leave this church and we get back together next Sunday, how much of your life will be spent for others? Or is it all wrapped up in yourself? Every couple here this morning ought to examine their home and ask themselves, are we living only unto ourselves? Or are we serving? You know how to keep from growing old when you retire? Stay in touch with the needs of others. That's what touches me deeply when I bury Alter on Tuesday. As one of the girls in our office said to me, the heartbreak is that her breed is dying. Her breed, her kind is dying. What do I mean? She lost her husband. And until last week, well, she's been so busy you could hardly find time to ask her to help. She was one of the first ladies that worked in this office when I came. Volunteer help, of course. So at times we needed her a little bit more, so we'd call her. She says, well, wait a minute, I'll check. She's 70 then, about 73. She'd go through this book. All the involvement. She said, let's see, I could fit you in from 2 to 4, no, 3:30. I could do that. Well, what are you doing the other day? Well, I'm wrapping bandages for the Cancer Society. I'm in the ladies' auxiliary over here working for these. I'm doing some work at the hospital. On and on and on. Involved in others' lives. And you know what? She never got old. But retirement to us in America means, do not bother me. No time for others. Oh, I think of the manpower shortage and what a ministry of encouragement God could give you when He releases you from your workaday world you could build into others' lives. Isn't that what Christianity's all about? Giving up my rights? Saying no to myself? May God touch us. May He change us. Turn us around.
The best way to be miserable is to live for yourself. Thinking only about your needs and pleasures will never bring you happiness. But when you put God first, you'll discover that life can have meaning, satisfaction, and joy.
This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, The Problem of Discouragement, was copyrighted in 1974. and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.